game. I mean, you had to come back from a two-goal deficit to get out of here with a point, but yet you did take the lead. I mean, so do you look at it as a lost opportunity to win, or it's a good thing you came back and were able to get a point out of it?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. Obviously, it was nice to get a point out of that one going down two in the third, but when you go up a goal with whatever, 3-4 minutes left, it'd be nice to come out with 2 points.
The play, you end up getting a couple of big saves from Alex, the breakaway, the other one on Harkins. What did that do for you guys to kind of give you the impetus to get those two quick goals and get a lead?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. I mean, definitely lifts the team for sure, where, if one of those goes in, it's probably game over. So he came up huge for us and made some big saves. And, we were lucky enough to, tie it up, take the lead, and then go to overtime.
On that first goal, your play below the goal line to Tuck, how have you seen yourself get a bit more comfortable and maybe confident with making those offensive plays deep in the zone lately?
I think I've always been pretty comfortable down there. So, it just so happened that way. So, I don't think there's anything different really. It's just, get in those areas when I can.
At the end of the day, maybe this is an obvious question, was it just special teams that got you guys beaten? I mean, you didn't do well on the power play as a team, and you had 3 power play goals against.
It's tough. I think we knew they had a good power play, and we had to stay out of the box, and we didn't do that. So, I think it's more, bad penalties than special teams, really.
You've won so many games. It's just very difficult to keep up a winning streak like you've had.
It's a hard league. I mean, every team's good in the NHL, so you got to bring it every night. And you're not going to win every game, but luckily we've been playing some really good hockey and getting a lot of wins.
What did you see on the goal? I mean, Ryan gets a good face-off win for you, and there was some traffic there, it seemed.
We had been trying to do that a lot of the night, just kind of 2-on-1 there forward. And he won one back, and Tom had a good pick on the forward on the wall, and I think it hit sign and luckily went in.
When the disappointment wears off, can you look at this trip and say, hey, we came out west and got 7 out of 8 points, which is not an easy thing to do?
Obviously this game puts a little sour taste in your mouth, but I think, like you said, coming here, if you asked us if we'd be happy with 7 out of 8 points, I think we'd all say yes.
And 7 of 8 going home for 4 straight now, I mean, that has to be pretty good impetus for you guys too.
It's huge. So we love playing at home, and we're excited to get back there.